Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Brad Culp. It's November 16th. We are here in the studio in Atlanta. I've got Trevor Wolford on the board this morning. I've got Sam Grass with me. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Morning. How are
Doing
you?
Doing well.
Oh,
doing well.
Trevor speaks.
I speak.
He does. He's got a mic. He speaks. And he can move the knobs on the board and talk at the same time. So that's good.
Multitasking.
I am not going to talk about the weather this morning, Sam.
Good.
Because you complain about it every week. So, and I'm not going to talk about West Virginia football either.
Even better.
You should be happy, though, even though it was a squeaker. I will talk about Boise State football, though, Kevin.
Kevin, stop this right now.
I've got nothing to say. I can't make any excuses. At some point, we will put a kicker on scholarship and we can put an end to this madness.
Anyway, okay, so we've got a great show this morning. In the studio with us in Atlanta, we have Amy Henschel of Senior Provisions, and we're going to get to her in just a minute. But in Dallas this morning, we've got Kevin, as usual, and joining Kevin is Kelly Bass. And, Kevin, I'm going to let you take it away.
All right. Thanks, guys. I have Kelly Bass, as you mentioned. She is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for the brand-new Griswold Special Care Office here in Plano. And I thought I'd have her come in and talk about the expansion of Griswold's footprint in the greater Dallas area. And without further ado, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Let's start out by having you introduce yourself, where you're from, maybe where you went to school, and how you got to be where you are today.
Okay. Well, my name is, as he said, is Kelly Bass, and I'm actually, I hate to say this on radio, but I was born in New York, but decided early on, my parents moved down when I was 4 years old, so I'm kind of a Texas homegrown girl, and have lived in the Dallas area, Plano area. I actually did graduate from Plano High School, so it's appropriate that we have the Griswold in Plano, and then moved on to North Texas State. And then decided to have a bunch of kids. So my background has been primarily in all types of care. I'm a natural caregiver and generally move in the direction of helping people, especially with the four kids. Have met, you know, numerous people over the years that helped me kind of foster that side of myself. And when I was first, you know, in the, let's say, working world, I decided to start my own business and have a Montessori, in-home Montessori preschool. So that was pretty exciting, and I wanted to do it. I wanted to be with my children and take care of my children, but I also wanted to expand it out to bring something special to others and have my kids also enjoy the process. So did that for several years until the kids got a little bit older and it no longer was really appropriate to do that and center it around them. So I moved into the Kumon Math and Reading Center. I purchased the franchise, Kumon Math and Reading. And my son, unfortunately, has dyscalculia, and so that's how I got started in that. And opened that up and helped tons of kids and still actually have, you know, students that I communicate with. And it's pretty special. In fact, one of the little boys I worked with in the Kumon Math and Reading is a star at SMU Soccer. So on the poster and everything, it's pretty exciting. Anyway, so Kumon wanted to kind of branch out and have a bigger establishment, and I wasn't ready to do that, still having so many young kids, so I decided to sell and move to, we moved over to Coppell, which is where I live now, and love it because it's kind of a small town community with a and within a big metropolitan area. So you can kind of get anywhere and do anything, and it's nice. Anyway, so I was kind of working, we have a packaging business and helping my husband working with him, but trying to figure out what I really want to do when I grow up. And now that the kids are moving on to college and I only have really primarily one at home, I was trying to figure that out and quite honestly praying a lot about it. And my mother-in-law had a situation where she was, you know, had to go into the hospital, have some surgery, and kind of sent what we now call the SOS email, which many of you out there may have gotten already in your life, but that was our first, and said, "This things aren't going well, I need help." We didn't really know what to do, and a couple of days later, ironically, Doug called and said, "Hey, I've got this idea, I'm looking at this opportunity, what do you think?" So that was kind of my first introduction to this home care industry, and I was super excited about it because, you know, again, I had been kind of praying, what do I do, and I don't want to just have a J-O-B, I want to make a difference, I want to help people and feel like I'm giving back, not just, you know, going out for a paycheck. So it was pretty exciting. Doug, you know, was excited about it and the opportunities ahead of him. He was in the corporate world and decided that that was not fulfilling. So, you know, he left that world and decided to go with Griswold, mainly because of Griswold's mission statement. Griswold seems to have a good perspective on, you know, the quality care, but the affordable rates. And in today's economy, I think that's hugely important to keep that focus.
Yeah.
So, you know, he wanted to make a difference as well and wasn't satisfied in just a day-to-day, you know, paycheck of corporate America. The money was fine, but the fulfillment wasn't. So that's when he called and said, "Hey, what do you think about this?" And I couldn't believe it. It was a huge blessing.
So the Doug you mentioned is your brother, Doug DeCorson. He's the director.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now it's just the two of you.
Correct.
Okay. So what has the process been like from that first call from Doug to launching 3 months ago now?
Let's say middle of August,
okay.
End of August, yes.
What was that process like, and what have you, I mean, obviously you've learned a lot, but what are some of the biggest points that you can say you learned over that process?
Well, since I didn't even understand what home care was, that was enlightening to me. It has actually helped me because I can look at this industry with a completely fresh outlook. When I deal with clients, when I deal with caregivers, when I deal with, you know, when I'm speaking to individuals, I understand there's a lot of education that needs to happen out there because I didn't even know it was an industry. I didn't even recognize that you could even begin to think about having somebody come home to help your loved one in home. In fact, you know, in the sandwich generation, which is exactly where I am, moving out of it, but I'm definitely there right now, our world's so consumed with, you know, the day-to-day of the children and their activities, and it's sometimes hard to believe there is this bigger picture out there. So, again, when my mother-in-law called and said, you know, this is going on, we kind of course, you initially feel like you've got to be the one. And our particular situation is the boys live in town, two boys, and all the girls live not only out of state, but one out of country. So I knew immediately it was probably going to fall on my shoulders, which is fine. If that's where I'm led, then that's fine. But it was nice to recognize that there's these resources out there. And so I understood early on that I needed to do everything I could to consume myself in the industry and begin to ask questions anywhere and everywhere that I could. And we both decided also to go for our certified senior advisor certification.
Certification.
Right. Yeah. So because we wanted to make sure that we didn't just have the right heart, but we also did the best we could to, you know, be prepared mm-hmm. to assist the individuals. So we engrossed ourselves in that, you know, course, and for some, such as yourself, it was a much easier process. I did read that 700-page book from front cover to back cover, and I believe Doug did as well, and we both are now certified senior advisors. So that gives me a feeling of at least understanding some of the verbiage and, you know, being able to communicate on a level that maybe helps us reach the individual.
So now that you're open, what are you most excited about now moving forward?
I would say, honestly, just understanding the industry a little bit more and being able to help individuals. Not even knowing that this was a possibility before, it's exciting to know that there is hope, there is help out there, and that these individuals can remain in their home and keep their independence and their dignity and self-respect.
And being so new and open for such a short amount of time, but I do know just from our conversations that you have had some interactions with clients. What have you found most rewarding so far about what you're doing?
Just the open hearts that they just want to touch someone. They want someone to care. They want someone to talk to. It really kind of brings you back. It centers you in what's real in life. Because you go through, and I'm, as I said, in the thick of all these young four kids, and, you know, this happened at middle school, and that happened in college, and, you know, I didn't get this opportunity, but I did get this one, and I don't want to make someone else feel bad for me having that opportunity. You know, these are my children speaking, and so it helps me to kind of bring them back down and you know, have the perspective that we're all going to leave the same way we started, with nothing and, you know, and become ashes. So it's a situation where it's helped me to kind of, I don't know, bring a little bit more to my life and to the people around me.
Yeah. Do you have any, without getting too specific, any specific stories that really impacted you so far?
Well, unfortunately, we just had our first client die, and that was really, really, really tough on me. It was difficult to feel like, you know, we've done everything that we can, and we can't change the outcome. And it was, I've not been surrounded by death in my life. There's other people my age that have. I've been fortunate enough not to have dealt with that a lot. So it was surprising to me how attached I was, how early, and how hard it was. And I almost felt silly feeling so down about it. But at the same time, it's a life that's now gone. And we were a part of that. And the individual that dealt with this client, or the one that we contacted mostly, the power of attorney, I should say, he is he's become a friend in such a short time, and just, I can make one phone call to him and you say a few words, and I know that I've brightened his day with just that. And it's something so simple. That experience has been so uplifting. And again, it helps center you. It just brings you back to a place of, okay, when you get down, just keep trucking.
Yeah. Yeah. If just from what you've learned so far, if you had something that you could tell somebody that might help them navigate the process, what would you tell somebody?
Wow. The process in terms of general home care?
Whether it's home care or just navigating as a senior, whether there's a decision about home care or whatever they may be facing. If you could just a general piece of advice that you could throw out there for somebody.
Well, I would say don't accept mediocrity. You know, demand excellence, demand that the people around you hold a certain standard,
yeah.
You know, and don't accept, I guess just continue to seek out what's out there and what's available. Ask questions, and the people that are power of attorneys that have to help these individuals, you know, make sure, I guess, as early as possible that you appoint somebody that can do that for you.
Yeah.
Because there will be a point where you can't make those decisions, and you want to know, I want to know, that whomever I've chosen is going to fight for me and my family.
Yeah. You know, that's great, and I really like what you said about demanding excellence and not settling for mediocrity, because there are a lot of resources out there, and as you know, there's a lot of places you can turn, mm-hmm. and if you're not getting that excellence, then you need to seek out somebody that can provide that to you.
Of course.
Kelly, what is the contact information for the Plano office?
Well, we are located... Oh, this is
North Valley. You can give our contact info, too, if you want.
Well, we're located in Plano, off Preston, and the direct phone number is 469-277-3540, And you can also find us on the General Griswold SpecialCare.com website.
Okay.
And then we're also GSC.plano at, you know what, I don't know the full URL yet, but I know right currently it's routed to the main Griswold site.
Okay, so
I would
they can
say,
go there and track
yeah.
you down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Kelly, I really appreciate you taking the time, especially on short notice, to join us this morning and sharing your story. And with that, we'll send it back to Sam and Brad there in Atlanta.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Kelly. And Kelly, I just want to I love the story that you told, and I want to let you know that after 8.5 years of doing the same thing, you know, sometimes you feel like you might start to get a little bit jaded. But we had a client pass away that we had served for the entire 8.5 years that I'd owned the business about a week and a half ago. And it made the man made an incredible impact on me based on the life that he had lived and how he had served his wife, who was bedbound for 15 years. And
wow.
So the good news is that, you know, it does stay with you. And even though you deal with death and illness and family issues every day, you know, it will continue to be a part of your life. And you know, if this is what you're supposed to do, you'll know it because you'll still be doing it 10 years from now. So I do appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us, and thanks for being with us on short notice. And, you know, you guys have a great day. And we're going to come back to the studio here in Atlanta now. And so, Amy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We have Amy Henschel with Senior Provisions. And, Amy, we're going to basically do the same thing with you. We're going to ask you to just tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us where you grew up and where you went to school and how you got involved in the senior industry, how you got to be where you are.
Well, like most folks in Atlanta, I am not a native. I am a Missouri girl. And very much true to our motto, I am a show-me girl. And I think that's kind of a great philosophy for life. Words are great. Actions are better. So thank you for having me on, first of all, and for this great opportunity to come and talk about things that are very dear to my heart, and that is senior care and advocating for seniors and getting resources out there to caregivers. So thank you very much. Being from Missouri, I've been down in Atlanta for about 12 years and have continued just to progress in my career with helping seniors. Started really kind of at a tender young age. I was one of those strange high school students that would volunteer at hospitals and inpatient hospice, and had some striking, memorable experiences with folks at end of life. So I greatly appreciate being attached and quickly getting attached to a senior. As I went through college, my degree is actually in communications and mass media, and kind of took a fork in the road right after college and opted for the paycheck versus the long hours at a radio or television station. That took me into working for a company that was a major provider of Medicare services and Medicare provider, as well as medical supply distributor. So I had, straight out of college, about 250 long-term care accounts that I serviced in the state of Illinois, which what my day-to-day looked like was walking in and out of nursing homes, 6 to 8 nursing homes and home health agencies every day. And as I was going about my business, one thing that was not kind of on the agenda every day that I made a point of was reaching out and connecting with seniors as I came across them. Sometimes as you're walking down the hallway of a nursing home, the nurses are going about their business and everyone is working very hard, and that senior sitting there by the nurse's desk really kind of just finishing off the years of their life. And it was often that a hand would reach out to me. Sometimes they just wanted to know what time of the day it was. So it for me was, who was I going to meet today, and what familiar face am I going to see mm-hmm. again? So
I think anybody that's ever walked into a nursing home has experienced what you just said.
Yeah. It impacted me greatly kind of at a young age. And as I kind of progressed in my career, I knew that I wanted to do something with seniors, continue to serve, you know, whether it's through providing great service and making sure their Medicare claims were clean and clear and, you know, providing great products to nursing staff. All of that kind of was my foundation. And then as I progressed into assisted living and working with families directly, it really gave me the skill set that I'm utilizing every day now.
So you went from Missouri to Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
What part of Illinois?
Champaign-Urbana.
Oh, okay. College town.
College town. My husband's an Illini.
Oh, there you go. And then from Illinois to Atlanta.
Yes. And once in Atlanta, I took a position with a company, a national company, Sunrise Senior Living. And what really drew me to that company was their principles of service, mm-hmm. Very much aligned with my heart and how I approach working with families. So it was a great training ground for me.
And how did, I'm just curious, I mean, this is completely irrelevant, but my wife and I moved from Illinois 15 years ago, so I'm curious what prompted the move to Atlanta?
A 12-inch blizzard.
Same here.
Honestly, we literally pulled out the map and said, what's south of Tennessee?
You all are just lightweights. I lived on the east side of Cleveland in the snow belt, so I'd go back. But
that's just so funny because our story, the thing that just nailed it for us was, it was April. My wife and I went out to a party. We were driving a Honda Prelude at the time. We went out to this party. Snow was not expected. We come out. We're downtown Oak Park, you know, not quite downtown, but we came out and there was a foot of snow on the ground. Mm. And we didn't make it all the way home. And I was wearing these low-cut loafers, you know, and trying to push my car out and thinking, you know what, I'm just done with the snow.
I think that was our same snowstorm.
That's funny. So in any event, so you moved to Atlanta. You started working with Sunrise.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great company. It serves a population out there, a niche. You know, it's private, you know, assisted living, and they are the Cadillac out there. They truly are. They provide great care. As day to day working with families that came in the door, or you know, were referred over to me, what I discovered, Brad, was that not everyone, you know, needs were being met. And having such a heart for seniors, it was difficult for me not to begin to do that kind of case management role. You know, helping to find them resources, helping them to find daycare, helping them to find an elder attorney, you know, getting them the answers they need about the VA and living wills. And as I was building, as I call it, my toolboxes, which are truly just partners in the Atlanta area that have those answers and have those solutions for families, that part of my job was the most satisfying. And it really began a process of me, for me, of thinking, you know, what if I did that full time? You know, how would that feel? How would that look? And what would that look like on paper? So I began kind of business planning. It was really a seed, I truly believe, that God had planted in my heart to kind of help the greater population of seniors through all budgets.
So before we started talking here, and you can jump any time, Sam.
Go right ahead. I'll let you finish.
You said that you had kind of started the business planning 6 months prior to leaving Sunrise, but did you have an inkling prior to that you wanted to get out and do something different, do something on your own?
No. Actually, I was probably, you know, I was incredibly satisfied in the position I was in. The only thing I think that I would have wanted more of is some flexibility with my family life. Mm. And of course, you know, being a small business owner, you work. I don't think you work any less. I think you work twice as much. And yeah. But your hours are more flexible. And having, I have two small children, Aiden and Grace, and being involved in their lives and being connected with them is really important to me. It you know, that's as important as being a father, you know, I'm sure.
Yeah. So it's interesting because sometimes people have this sense all their life that eventually they're going to go off and do something on their own, this entrepreneurial spirit. And some people are perfectly happy in their career and maybe thinking they're going to do what they're doing forever. And then suddenly, you know, somebody just taps them on the shoulder and says, you know what, you need to go do something
yes.
different.
And you know what the difference is? I think if they could say, you know, what would be my ideal career and job and what would my day-to-day, you know, to be my own boss.
Yeah.
You know, what the difference is actually doing it. And that is an absolute leap.
The difference is creating an income versus getting paid.
Yes.
And there's a vast, vast difference in those two.
Yeah. It can be scary, yeah. but.
You know, the foundation for senior provisions is really based on, you know, I love what I do. And I truly believe every day that I wake up and I truly believe a family is going to be put in my path to serve and help. And that's not hard. That's not hard to wake up to.
So tell us more sure. about senior provisions. So, mm-hmm. you know, we've kind of got the story leading up to it.
Yes.
Tell us what you do and why you do it and how you do it and all that good stuff.
When a family is referred to me, my first thing is I want to meet with them in person. I had a family call me this morning, and if not this afternoon, then tomorrow I will meet with them and meet their family. I like to see the senior. There's lots of interpretations out there of what level of care someone's at, what level of dementia they have. So I like to make that face-to-face assessment. And not only that, I want to connect with the senior that I'm helping. Very important to me.
Let me just back you up one
sure.
second and describe what senior provisions is. Mm-hmm. What services do you provide? And
we are, I am a senior care consultant. I work with families, helping them to find true solutions, whether it's care in the home or outside of the home, and take a holistic approach. So I address financial issues, legal issues, and give them the resources and make those referrals that they need. My job, Brad, is to think of the things they're not thinking of, mm-hmm. to anticipate the future needs and to get them through the crisis if they're in a crisis and get them to start, you know, going down a path and, you know, make recommendations that is going to, you know, improve the quality of life of that senior.
Do you have, for our listening, can you give us a specific case or situation that you were recently involved in and kind of paint a picture of that?
Absolutely. And actually, you know, my services are very customized. So it is kind of sometimes a little difficult to mm-hmm. kind of, so I do a lot of storytelling with potential clients.
Well, that's what we want. So tell us a story.
Absolutely. Well, I have a son who was referred to me he lives up in Virginia. And mother was in crisis, living in independent living, went from the hospital into rehab. And, I mean, he literally flew in 24 hours trying to find a new home for her that would meet her needs. You know, he had a budget in mind. I had met her. She's cognitively very clear. So I've got to understand what she was looking for in a future home. And ultimately trying to kind of balance that for him, toured him through communities, narrowed it down so we would maximize the time. You know, charged me with negotiating as hard as I could for him. And he made his decision the next day and flew right back out. And with that, I had the privilege of transitioning her. So that's the other part of my business, is not just helping families to make informed decisions, but then staying with them, transitioning through that environment change. So I got to pick her up and take her over to her new home, and had assisted with the movers and made sure her oxygen was in place and every little detail, including as I returned the next day to make sure she was settled in. She had asked me to change her message on her telephone. So I did that.
It's funny. We often end up doing things that we don't expect to be doing. I went out and bought a woman a gallon of milk and a stamp the other day.
There you go.
you never know what your job description
Absolutely.
Is. Out of curiosity, how did this family find you?
You know, often families are searching through the internet or word of mouth. And a key provider out there, actually another community, had referred him to me. So as I'm building relationships out there in the Atlanta market, and I think as providers are understanding better the services I provide and the real customized personal services that I do provide for families, I'm becoming more and more a resource that they are turning towards and turning families towards.
And I know you haven't been doing this all that long, but I heard you talk about kind of a process and a relationship with the client. Do you expect to have long-term relationships with clients? And if so, what does that look like? Does that look like a few hours a week, a few hours a month? Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I have actually several clients right now that, you know, are in the planning stage. I've done a home safety assessment, kind of addressed some of those concerns of medication management, safety in the home, given them the caregivers opportunities to get connected with support groups out there. And then began that process with them of starting to think about what the next few months are going to look like. And as that happens, I'm staying in touch with them as frequently as they need. I typically will touch base with the family about monthly to bi-monthly. And then they know I am the phone call. They pick up the phone when they're at the hospital in the crisis and they call me.
I think one of the challenges that care consultants have is people think they can't afford it. You know, it's like an attorney. They look at the hourly rates and they think, oh my goodness, I can't, you know, that's way too expensive for me. But the reality is that you're an expert. And so what might take them 10, 20, 30 hours might take you an hour or two. But how do you, talk with clients that have the concern about the cost of your services?
You know, our clients, and I'm sure you find the same, are more savvy than ever. And they really, I think ultimately, if they can understand the value of your service, then the money is not as big of an obstacle. I do have a sliding scale. Was telling you all earlier, I also kind of built into my business plan some pro bono work. There are those families out there that have nothing, and to serve them is a privilege to me. The families that understand the value of having someone come alongside them, advocate for them, ultimately save them a lot of time and money. There's a value to that, and that's usually the first few conversations I have with them. And once they understand what I can do for them, to be honest with you, I've not had anyone kind of come back to me and say, boy, I really didn't get my money's worth. There are partnerships out there as well. If someone does get placed, that I can, partner with that community. They will pay a referral fee. And in some instances, I will waive consulting fees if there's an immediate placement involved.
You know, that's the true essence of really any business, is providing expertise that that the client or recipient doesn't have. It's not that the client can't do it. Mm-hmm. It is certainly a time and effort situation. And with the wealth of information in the senior market, it takes someone of your knowledge, mm-hmm. someone of your expertise to be able to make a very efficient, effective decision or assist them in making an effective decision.
Mm-hmm. How do you keep current on senior issues? Do you have training that you're pursuing, or
There is a geriatric training, geriatric certificate of gerontology that I am beginning that process. I can truly appreciate the more knowledge that I have, the better I can serve my families. So, you know, any opportunities out there, I don't think that you can ever just know everything that there is to know about dementia or stroke prevention. Or so any opportunities that I find for conferences, seminars, I just attended the Family Caregivers Conference out in Lawrenceville. You know, Alzheimer's Association does great education programs. And I think, you know, the whole key is to finding the good resources and continuing to grow. I am also, you know, a trained facilitator for the Virtual Dementia Tour. So that's a...
With the Second Wind Dreams?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great
That's a great
program.
Organization.
Amy, is there a geographical area in Georgia, Atlanta, Northeast that you cover?
You know, I am right now in the beginning stages of the business trying to not stretch myself too thin and have plans for next year to expand. I am focused primarily right now kind of in the Northeast area. If I have a family referred to me, say from over in the Cobb County area, I have some resources over there. I have some trusted partners that do very similar work to what I do. And likewise, they kind of stay on the west side and refer families over to me on the east side. Next year, you know, if God's provisions are there for senior provisions, I hope to bring on another consultant and kind of focus more on the west side of Atlanta.
Well, that's true. You know, you can't be all things to everyone, and you certainly cannot work the whole geographical area of Atlanta. We have a huge territory in our business, and it's difficult to touch the places that you need to touch on a monthly basis.
So as we wrap this up, I want to ask you if you were to give our listeners a piece of advice with respect to, you know, planning for their loved one's aging process, whether it be a move or whether it be a change in the current environment, you know, how the current environment is handled, what might that be?
I'm glad you mentioned environment. I think that that's the key, is to look at the environment and see if it is working or not working. But I think if I could give a single piece of advice, it would be to start early. Find someone you can trust, someone who's not emotionally as involved as you are, and lean on them, and try to get out of the immediate crisis before you make any big decisions.
You know, it's so true. So often people do not plan, and they end up in a reactionary mode in the middle of a crisis. And decisions have to be made, right or wrong, at that given moment. And it's better if they can certainly have a comfort level with whomever they're going to deal with early on, before they get into the crisis.
Yeah. I agree.
And I like what Kelly said earlier about, you know, not settling for mediocrity, expecting excellence. So, you know, finding someone you can trust and someone that you can trust to deliver excellent advice and excellent service, just incredibly good advice.
I agree.
Amy, for our listeners that would like to contact you, how can they reach out to you?
Well, the best way to contact me, and you can also get a great amount of information about senior provisions, is to go to myseniorprovisions.com, myseniorprovisions.com. There's a lot of information, some resources for families, as well as a great contact page. So shoot me an email, and I'll see if I can help you.
And if they'd like to reach you by phone?
Absolutely. My direct cell number and business number is 678-925-0223.
You're a brave lady giving out your cell number.
Well, My husband somewhere is probably going, no. Well, if there's someone who's in need and that is what they need to do, they can certainly call me.
Well, we certainly appreciate you being our guest. Good information. I look forward to many successes, and hopefully we can have you back maybe this time next year and talk about how the business is growing.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Sam. Thanks, Brad.
Appreciate being our guest.
Thank you.
That's it for today, ladies and gentlemen. We certainly appreciate you for listening. We want to thank Kelly and Kevin in Dallas, as well as Amy here in Atlanta, for being our guest. We want to remind our listeners that if they wish to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show, they can do so at eugeriaradio.com. And as always, in closing, if the youth of this nation is its greatest national resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.